All right, fire away.
Robert, how you doing?
Good, how you guys doing?
Is this fine? Well, just how frustrating has this season been for you after making the playoffs year one?
Yeah, I think it's been real frustrating for everybody. And, you know, we came into the season, you know, with big things on our mind. And that's what every team comes into the year thinking. So for us to be sitting at 3-7 now is very disappointing. But you have to continue to come to work ready to go, keep pushing forward. And really it's just adversity. And, you know, you find out a lot about people when you go through adversity. And we have to make sure we strap it on and be ready to go.
So one of the storylines of the offseason was how defenses were going to study and gear up for the type of offenses that you and Colin Kaepernick and some of the other quarterbacks run. Have you seen that on the field? Have you been seeing differences in how, you know, the Eagles defense or other defenses try to play you guys?
I think it's just a week-to-week thing. You know, some weeks I think everyone's just talking about the zone read, which – you know, it's a part of the offenses that guys like myself can run, but it's not everything, and it's just a week-to-week thing. Some weeks you get out there and you put up great yards, and those plays work for you. Some weeks you don't use them. And, you know, your offense, you know, despite all the frustrations and the up and downs that we've had this season, you know, we've still been able to put up yards and put up points in spurts. So our rankings reflect that. It's just that our record isn't showing that right now. And that just comes down to us making sure we win.
So leadership questions have come up in Washington this week about you. How do you respond to that? And, I mean, do you call a team meeting? What's your plan of attack this week?
You continue to be who you are. I mean, everybody looking from the outside in is going to be able to question anything they want when you're sitting there at 3-7. So for us, it's just about making sure we continue to show up to work every day to go to work and get better and, you know, start winning. That's the only thing that can cure all of this is us for us to start winning football games, and that's what we got to do.
Robert, is there anything that you put your finger on just why things, you know, why it's been more difficult for you, at least from a, you know, statistical standpoint and from a winning standpoint, year two as opposed to year one?
You know, I just think that we haven't found ways to just win the game. We just have to be more consistent, and that all starts with me. So that's just the way it is. That's the name of the game. It's not very easy to win football games in the NFL, no matter who you play, no matter what you did the previous year. And, you know, I knew that, and it's showing now, but we still have to continue to push forward. We got six more games, and there's no telling what can happen down the stretch of the season.
Robert, on the leadership question, you know, there were, I guess your comments after the Eagles game were interpreted, some of them were interpreted as, you know, assigning blame, you know, with the coaching staff for the way some of the things went. I mean, in retrospect, do you have any regrets about what you said? Would you change anything?
You know, I don't have any regrets. I just felt like, you know, for myself moving forward, you know, I just have to be more wary of you know, the hostility after a game like that, a divisional game. And I'm sitting there trying to give a compliment to Philadelphia's defense, giving credit where I thought it was due, and it was taken as a shot to my coaches, and it wasn't. You know, I addressed that, and those guys work really, really hard. You know, they put in a lot of hours to help us with those game plans and put us in the right situations to win. And we, in response to that, we work our tails off too as players. So, you know, it's unfortunate that was taken that way. And, I mean, there's nothing else I can do about that.
Robert, how would you describe your relationship? How would you describe your relationship with Coach Shanahan right now and just what's gone on over the last year?
Two guys that want to win football games. That's the relationship, and we're working together to make sure that happens.
Robert, are you surprised as much, I guess, praise and glory as you received last year? Obviously, you're getting some criticism this year. Are you surprised by, you know, I guess, the level of criticism and scrutiny that comes with being a quarterback in the NFL?
No, I just think it's just a response to winning and losing in the NFL. When you lose, people are going to jump on you, and when you win, they're going to praise you. So it's our job to win football games, and like I said, that's what we got to do, and that's our only focus right now.
Colin Kaepernick.
Hey, Robert,
Colin Kaepernick is going through a sort of a similar set of circumstances out here. Do you follow him at all from afar? And, you know, what's your involvement, relationship been like, if any, with Colin Kaepernick?
You know, with just how busy we've been during the season and everything, we don't really get a chance as players to really watch other teams, and especially as quarterbacks getting a chance to watch other QBs. You know, we have so much time that we spend in the film room and working with our guys that we don't get around to that. And so I haven't been able to keep up with that stuff with Colin. And you know, I've never had a chance to meet him, but I'm sure in the future we'll get a chance to meet each other, talk, and you know, do some things in the community together, something like that. But, you know, thus far we don't really have that much of a relationship.
Is there anything that stood out to you about the 49ers and their defense so far?
I mean, if you can just look at a piece of paper and tell that they're talented, then when you put on the tape, it reaffirms that. You know, they're one of the best defenses, if not the best defense we'll face all year, not only personnel-wise, but with what they do. And it's going to be a challenge. And you have to sit in here and you got to accept that challenge. We will. And like I said, they're the only thing that's on our minds right now. And that's all that there needs to be.
You know, Robert, one of the hot topics this week with the 49ers was Ahmad Brooks' hit on Drew Brees. When you're watching that on film, how scrutinized do you look at it? And are you just worried about what you're seeing in terms of the scheme?
I mean, you don't worry about those kind of things. You know, you don't watch the film looking for penalties and stuff like that. You just try to look at the personnel, and Brooks is a great player, and we got to be ready to play against him.
Robert, coming out of high school, did you get to know Jim Harbaugh pretty well when he was recruiting you?
Yeah, I did get a chance to meet a lot with Coach Harbaugh, and, you know, he's a great coach, and he's done a good job there in San Fran, and you know, I look forward to being able to play against him and getting to see him after the game.
What was your level of recruitment? I mean, did he take a home visit to see you? Did you go to Stanford?
Yeah, I went to Stanford.
Okay.
And did you ever seriously? I mean, it sounds like I know you've discussed this in the past, but it sounds like he may have been proposing a two quarterback system with you and Andrew. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Did he want you to play another position?
No, he did not.
Did you meet with him, talk to him at the Combine in last year?
I did talk with him at the Combine.
Did he bring up why you ultimately turned him down at Stanford?
Yeah, he did bring that up.
I mean, was it a funny conversation, or was he serious about it?
No, it was a funny conversation. You know, just... He really wanted me to go there and play quarterback, and, you know, I liked it at that time, and at the end of the day, you know, just figured that it wasn't the best option for me, and he wasn't happy about it, but, you know, he was still very professional about it.
Robert, did it come down to you decided to, I don't know if misgivings is the word, but just, you know, the thought of a two-quarterback system, I mean, was that, I guess, maybe the biggest detriment to you going to Stanford?
No, it wasn't that. It was just I was graduating early, and Stanford wasn't allowing early graduates to enroll, so that was the biggest issue.
Gotcha.
Robert, what has Josh Morgan done for this offense this year, and are you expecting bigger things from him from this point forth?
You know, I know Josh is a guy that works extremely hard at his craft. You know, he's done all the little things for us. You know, as far as his attitude on the field, blocking, punt returning, kick returning, and you know, we're going to need him to play receiver. And I mean, I rely on a guy like Josh, and I know he's going to step up big for us.
You sense that this game, given that it's against his former team, is a big deal for him this week?
No, I don't know. Like I said, I think that, you know, mostly we're all focused just on beating San Fran, not necessarily any personal vendettas or trying to show anybody up. You know, our job is to get back to our winning ways, and that's what we want to do.
Robert, obviously, a lot of people have written the Redskins off at 3-7. What is your, I guess, mindset as a team, and given where you are in the division? I mean, do you still think the division title is realistic?
Yeah, you know, our thought process right now is just take care of what we can control, and right now the only thing that we have on our plate is San Francisco. So, That's all that we can worry about. That's all we can prepare for, and that's what we got to do.
Anything else?
That's it.
We'll see you guys Monday.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Robert.